And our Hope and Holes today, we've got a $50 gift certificate we're drawing for after Sam does the putting, or he or a guest putter, at 12:45 there, moving it to middays, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Kind of shaking things up a little bit. A little shake and bake. Used to be more popular for the chicken, Jason Cans, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I remember that. Pork chops. Too.
Yeah, my mom used shake and bake, it seemed like, quite a bit, so that was good.
I always liked oven fry a little bit better.
Okay.
It's crispier, yeah.
Yeah, no, you like to cook.
I do.
You've been a professional cook.
I have. Yeah, that was very early in my life, but I have done that, so, yeah. I made a very nice cream cheese and chicken dish last night. That was very tasty.
Was it well received by the family?
It was well received by Heather, who was the only other person who ate it.
So. You know what? And her opinion counts the most.
It does, for sure. Yeah.
All right. You know what? How did I? Yesterday we were talking about brain facts. You're a neuropsychologist, and I have these lists of your amazing brain. And then it was Olson's Ice Cream Day. And I asked you about concussions, but I should have asked you about brain freeze. Why is it if we eat ice cream too fast, we get that brain freeze?
Yeah, so there are a couple thoughts. One is you get this kind of rapid constriction of blood vessels because the cold gets them, and then that tends to stimulate one of the nerves, one of the cranial nerves, and leads to these headaches that can happen, a nerve called the trigeminal nerve. Regardless of what the cause is, it's miserable if you've ever had an ice cream headache.
I know it. That's why if you have an ice cream eating contest, I mean, that's kind of the danger there.
It is, for sure. Yeah, I actually find it worse with things like slushies than I do with ice cream itself. So I don't know if it's because it's the base temperature is colder or what the case is, but...
You know, the hot dog eating contest is popular the 4th of July, right?
But, it is.
What if you have an ice cream eating contest, I mean, you can imagine the play-by-play, like, oh, no, he's got a brain freeze, you know, so...
Yeah. Yeah, some of those. I mean, like, when they do, like, the hot pepper eating contest, too, I'm like, man, I don't know what it would take for me to enter something like that.
Well, and is that what you're talking about? Like, you'll see these celebrities and kind of going increasingly hotter?
Yep.
That's really...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a little braver than I used to be, but wow, you know, you just kind of, you can put the top on it pretty quickly too. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, John Scott Men's Apparel, $50 gift certificate. And I got to say, with your massive weight loss since like last May, June to today, which again, I'm afraid to get on a scale because I'm afraid I'm heavier than you and you're quite a bit taller. But I'm just like, have you needed to redo your wardrobe?
I have a completely different wardrobe now. I think the only thing that I still, I mean, shoes, I still wear those. I have one sweatshirt. I think it's probably either a double or triple extra large tall, and I still keep that, and I completely swim in it, but I love it because it keeps me warm.
Yeah.
And both of my cats can fit in it at the same time.
And you've had to go, and you told us over the years that, I mean, you had a number of successful weight loss, but then it would come back, and this time... It's sticking between what you've done and so.
Yeah, so far I'm still monitoring pretty closely, which has always been what's been most successful for me. You know, and I've told people this: even if you don't specifically monitor, just write down what you're eating. I think it increases awareness of what's going on. And so, even if you're not saying I'm going to count calories, just writing the foods down has the effect of increasing awareness.
So at the tail end of my pulled pork with my egg and my raisin bran, I should also write down I had, you know, three little chunks of that Cocoa Crispy bar my wife made. So.
There you go. There you go.
It's reported. All right, Romans 13. At least let's read the verses 1 through 5 today.
Sure. It says, everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants sent for the purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience.
All right. Now, that's a mouthful.
It is. Yep.
The reason I had you read that is because in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you write a paragraph on all five of those verses. Give me your thought today.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a verse that has, or a section of verses that has popped up a lot in mm-hmm. recent months.
It sure has, yeah.
You know, and it seems like every time there's a politician we don't like, or that we do like, we trot this one out. But when it's somebody we don't, we conveniently ignore it. And so I think it's one of those that we should really grapple with and not just use, not just cherry pick when it's convenient for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, it's one that I wrestle with a lot. And, you know, you think of like Bonhoeffer, you know, mm-hmm. what was it like for him to say, you know what, what's happening now is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did he grapple with Romans 13?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's a challenge.
All right, we'll pick it up. We'll find out what you say in Letters to the Beloved tomorrow. Thank you, friend. All right, WWIV, I got in some practices. Let me talk to you about it here. Wow, I stand amazed. I mean, Michelle went 5 for 5. Dawson went 5 for 5. I think my best has been 2 for 5 on multiple occasions. And in fact, I think that's what I've consistently had is 2 for 5. And so should we get the birds chirping here this morning? Yeah, thanks. And so, yeah, we have Todd in Rice Lake. He's going to be eligible for that $50 John Scott Men's Apparel drawing we've got later. Also, we're trying to get up to match that $500 that's already anonymously been committed to WIB Incorporated and kind of the matching challenge on for us here throughout the day, which this morning is before 7, before 9, and then middays with Sam as we're kind of shaking up hope and holes here to, you know, get some different support. But Nelson and Ladysmith, $20 per make as well. So if I get it going, but yeah, it was kind of inconsistent. Here's the thing. We've got 5 different nets you can drop it into, holes, if you will. There's an Izzo ramp on this little putting green. It's a lot of fun. And we're planning to have it at One Fest and had it out at the concert the other night. My best is just kind of more of a soft touch and into the 100 hole, which I did put it in there. But otherwise, I've seen some folks hit it hard. I hit it out of the whole contraption when I hit it hard. But I've seen others kind of shake it up because if you can, there's kind of a lip or a roof on top. Enough stalling, enough talking. Let me get Mike 4 up so I can talk to you folks and we'll go for it. So, again, you can still get in your support here during this as we'll do hope and holes. All right. So, grabbing the putter and I guess I don't need my glasses when I'm doing this here. So, we'll set those down. All right. 5 cracks at it. We got the microphone up here. All right. Birds are chirping. Thank you to Todd and Nelson this morning. All right. First one, got my golf grip even on the club here. All right, first one is, oh, yes, it's in there. All right, one is in. And one ball's lost, so I'll have to try to track that down. Yeah, can you lose a ball even in the indoor putting green? All right, number 2. Yeah, number 2, I love that 100. Oh, I love that 100. 2 for 2, so we got the 2. All right, here's number 3. Yeah, that's in the 300. 3 for 3 this morning, right up the middle. The birds are going to stop chirping here shortly, I think. So, yeah, that's over in the 1,000. That took a good break here this morning. And all right. Wow. All right. Yeah, we have actually, we had 4 for 4 here this morning. I want to keep the birds just chirping right away. All right, 4 for 4. We had 2 in the 100, the 300, 1 in the 1,000. That was a nice break. Here we go. Try to go 5 for 5. The last one. Yes, in the 500. So there it is, 5 for 5. It can be done. And, you know, 5 for 5, it can be done. And, you know, because I was, you know, I'm honest. Because, you know, with Hope and Hoops, as poorly as I did, time after time, day after day, I would tell you 0 or 1. But I think Carol's going to need to remove Mulligan Mark from me here. 5 for 5. So it took me a couple of days, but I did match my son's 5 for 5, which he had out of the gate with no practice, which was pretty impressive. And Michelle did the other day. All right, WWIB. So there you go, Todd. That's 50 from you in Rice Lake. You're in for the John Scott Men's Apparel drawing. And 100 from Nelson, so we're 150 denting the 500 we're after to try to match for WIB Incorporated from our anonymous donor. And again, the drawing coming up after 12:45, middays with Sam. And it is John Scott Men's Apparel Day and our Hope and Holes final week here.
Yes. So again, everybody who pledges throughout the day put in the running for a $50 gift certificate to the John Scott Men's Apparel Store. That's the newest shop at the Shops at Down to Earth, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire. So a fantastic gift for you or someone else. And also today we have an anonymous matching donor who wants to challenge everyone to raise at least $500 for WIB Incorporated. And hopefully we're well on the way here. I heard you went 5 for 5, friend. So,
yes.
No way I'm going to do that.
You
know, chance.
Don't rule it out, because 2 for 5 had been my best, but I had kind of seen Dave yesterday and had some practices that were not perfect, but 2 in the 100, the 300, the 500, and one of them I got kind of the benefit of that lid, and it bonked over and went into the 1,000, so you never know.
It seems like to go 5 for 5, you need skill and maybe just a fortuitous bounce on at least one.
Isn't that true even in the NCAA tournament?
I do not have the skill, so again... Flat pledges are certainly welcome, especially when we're trying to reach that $500 matching challenge amount. But whatever you'd like to do, 715-396-1670, and we'll put you in the running for that $50 gift card at the end of the day, actually at 12:45, I think, today.
Yep, that's right.
Because that's when Sam will be putting in the midday.
The CCM Song Showdown, we've already determined one semifinal. That's going to be Jason Gray and the Newsboys. But what about the other semifinal? That will be determined today and tomorrow. Starting with this second round matchup with Ann Wilson and her song Hey Girl, nominated by Deb in Chippewa Falls, squaring off against Casting Crowns, the defending champ from a year ago. Brian from Oliva going with Just Be Held today.
So, two ways to vote, 715-396-1670. You can vote via text. You can get a bonus vote by commenting on the post that's live right now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And again, as always, we hear from both parties as far as why they nominated this artist, this song, what it means to them. And then you have until 7:45 to vote. So let's hear from Deb from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Deb, and I am dedicating this song pick to my 11-year-old daughter. I pray she takes this song to heart and never questions who she is and that her Heavenly Father made her perfect in His eyes. I picked Ann Wilson because after seeing her at One Fest, she has become a family favorite. The funny thing is that country music is my least favorite music style, and I do not usually care for female singers either. But her music fills my cup and speaks to me. And so I hope you guys enjoy this song, and please vote for it. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Brian from Oliva. The second song that I chose from Casting Crowns is Just Be Held. The words of this song are as if our Lord Savior is speaking to us directly. How we're not alone, that though we are often challenged in life, our world may not be falling apart, but really falling into place. So enjoy this touching song. Thank you.
Where do we stand in voting?
You know, family votes are making a difference here. You know, that's the thing. You're individually, but can you get, and again, what we always ask for is make sure the person heard the songs and they actually said that, not just that you're related to them or that they like you. So noting that, we got a battle going on, a slight lead for Ann Wilson, but this is going to go right down to the wire. Ann Wilson's Hey Girl, nominated by Deb in Chippewa Falls against Just Be Held, nominated by Brian and Oliva from Casting Crowns.
30 degrees outside right now, 751. Great music, lyrics you can trust, always here at WWIB where we are family. But you're saying, Caleb, we want to know who won. We want to know who won. And this one came down to the wire more than any other matchup before. Such great support on both the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Make sure you've joined that, by the way, if you haven't. And through the text line. And what is amazing, Havo, is this literally came down to one vote.
Yeah.
One vote is what separated these two.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just so, so close between Ann Wilson's Hey Girl, nominated by Deb in Chippewa Falls, and Just Be Held, the defending champ Casting Crowns, nominated by Brian and Oliva. And let's get that drum roll to find out who's the winner. Moving on to the semifinals on Monday. Ann Wilson.
By one vote, Ann Wilson, Hey Girl, moves on to the semifinals. Casting Crowns, last year's defending champion by one vote, is eliminated. Your vote matters.
So we have an alternative to brainstorming to bring to your attention this morning.
Apparently, this is called brainstorming.
Yeah.
So I guess they brainstormed about an idea for a name for it. Came out very close.
Yeah, sharing ideas without judgment or brainstorming may be the main group idea-generating tool in the professional world, but does it work in your office?
An article in the Harvard Business Review, which I read every day, said brainstorming can be inefficient and incredibly time-consuming. It also can be uncomfortable for more reserved employees, inhibiting creativity overall.
Now, before we get into this, I can think of one time a pastor referenced this. He said when we brainstorm, he tried to suggest umbrellas of mercy because you need to... People can't be afraid if they're going to come forward with their ideas, but maybe, you know, that can be an issue. So Tony McCaffrey created an idea-generating technique called brainstorming, which is built off of how ants solve problems.
So when looking for food, ants leave traces of pheromones for other ants to follow, an efficient way to lead the colony to resources without wasting time or creating confusion.
Huh. To start brainstorming, write the goal or problem you need to achieve or solve in a big piece of paper and have your team sit silently and write on it different ways to tackle it with your company's resources in mind.
Once the right resources are found, you've come up with your solution. Brainstorming.
Huh.
Interesting.
A little different. Yeah.
I mean, and again, I think sometimes it can work well if you have folks who might have good ideas but feel like, oh, I kind of get drowned out because there's louder voices at the table or whatever. Could be an effective solution.
But you do want to hear from everybody and ultimately... Hopefully, teamwork makes the dream work.
10th Avenue North, this ties in well. No man is an island.
All right, the birds are chirping. We're getting close to putting.
Yes, and again, as we always say, we're welcoming last-second pledges, especially on a day like today where we're trying to see that $500 from an anonymous donor matched a matching challenge. They're giving those funds to the ministry and want to see you all rise to the challenge of meeting that. And we just got $25 more toward that challenge because Holly from Phillips says she wants to do a $25 flat pledge, joining Gloria from Barron, who did a $50 flat pledge. And again, you can do a flat amount or you can do, even as I putt, you can do an amount per putt I make, per putt I miss. Did not warm up a lot today, but honestly, it's, I don't really know. I
mean,
it's kind of fun and I'd love to be able to make five for five like you did. I do not think that's going to happen, but we'll see.
If I could give you any advice, this is what Michelle and I were talking about, is just try to hit it up the middle. Regardless of how hard you hit it, if you hit it up the middle, good things will happen.
All right, so we'll see how straight I can hit it. So, again, we've got our wonderful nature sounds, and let's get those restarted here just in case it takes me a little time.
Good idea. I had to do a restart after I was four for four. All right, so Caleb will step up. I'll handle the play-by-play. The Izzo Golf System, which we had at the concert the other night, and we're hoping to have at One Fest, planning to in August. But this is March Open Holes. Caleb donning a blue shirt today. And first one is up, and just short of the 100.
I feel like I need to move that one out.
Yeah, you should for sure, yeah. And so that was short. I thought it was just going to pop right into that 100. Yeah, so here is putt number two. Get in there. Yeah, that's in the 300, right in the middle. But he's keeping it up the middle. These have both been right up the middle. Three more putts to go here on a Wednesday morning, WWIB. Putt number three, get in there. Oh. Just a little off to the left of the nets in the middle. 100, 300, 500 with 1,000 on the left and the right. But we're just trying to get into one of the slots, and that one's going to go in the 1,000.
And that was off the mark. I'm really lucky.
But you know what? I mean, you take it grace, right? It's all grace,
okay,
man.
So
two for four.
As long as I'm putting pressure on myself, I've never done better than two out of five.
I made two
out of four, so I have a chance to beat my own record.
I am betting on you. Here we go. Caleb Swenson, last putt.